It's that time of year again. Kazoo Fest is back from April 8th to the 12th with bands like Deerhoof,
Absolutely Free,
No Joy,
Phaedra,
Scott Merritt,
Motem,
Homeshake,
Lido Pimienta,
Blimp Rock,
Fetnat,
Alana Gurr,
Tyson and the Trepids,
Fist City,
Squeezy C,
Black Spirituals,
Tyvek,
Her Harbor,
and more than 25 other musical performances.
Also featuring visual art installations,
dance and multimedia performances,
the Print Expo,
and ending with a pancake breakfast.
Kazoo Fest is presented by Wellington Brewery,
The Cornerstone,
Bookshelf,
Mike Von Den at Home Group Realty,
and CFRU. For accessibility information and further venue details, please visit the website at www.kazookazoo.ca.
Fog is rolling into night and lines getting blurry, getting tired, and I can't see where I was days before. But ooh, I know that I'm sweet on you. That won't fall to Betsy, only
Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 4.
That was Lana Gurr in The Great Estate. Welcome to number 4. We did number 1 and 2. We took 3 off. Chelsea killed it. And now we're back for 4. And then I believe Squeezy C, a.k.a. Howie Scantinelli, a.k.a. Boston Carlisle, a.k.a. DJ Chadillac, is going to be taking it over.
Sensi boy.
The Sensi boy, Scantinelli himself, will be taking over next week. Thanks so much for joining us. We just heard Alana Gurr in The Greatest State.
And if you want to get sweet on her, she's playing at the Cornerstone on Friday, April 10th.
That was seamless. Well, now it's not because I called it out, but you did a great job.
Totally seamed it up.
So we're going to play a bunch of stuff that I don't think we've played on any of the other podcasts, our own anyway. Featuring a bunch of bands that'll be playing here in Guelph from April 8th to 12th. Then we got a very exciting interview with Katie Ewald at 8:30. She's going to be talking about the Short and Sweet Guelph Edition, which is a dance performance happening on April 10th. And I won't give any more details because we'll dig deeper into it when we talk to Katie in 25 minutes or so. So I'm thinking maybe it's good to just play more music.
Yeah, let's get some music.
Let's get some music going.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite band, and I've played this song on our radio show that we do many times, but not on the podcast yet. So we are going to hear from one of the bands playing the opening night of the festival. That's Wednesday, April 8th. These guys are playing at E-Bar along with Absolutely Free and Badminton Racket. We're going to hear some Badminton Racket later. But for now, we are going to hear maybe the song of 2012.
Okay.
Okay. Wayne County Roads by Tyvek. They are coming up from Detroit to play April 8th, kicking off the first night of Kazoo Fest 2015. You excited?
I am, actually. I love this song, too.
Tyvek, Wayne County Roads, you are listening to Drive Time with Dean and Dunster, a.k.a. Kazoo Podcast Volume 4 on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
Left. And
And that was Family Video with the song called Sitting in My Room. And they will be playing at Kazoo Fest on Thursday night at Silence. They'll be on at 9 o'clock. They are coming all the way from St. John's, Newfoundland to play. Also on that show will be Tyson and the Trepids and Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams. I thought it was J Rams, but I think it's Drams.
Drams.
As difficult as possible.
Yeah.
And we played before that. Tyvek from On Triple Beams came out on In the Red Records in 2012. We heard the song Wayne County Roads.
Huge.
Huge tune. Mm-hmm. And they will be playing Wednesday, April 8th with Badminton Racket and Absolutely Free at the E-Bar. Should we get into some more? Should we get into some more tunes?
Yeah, I think we should just cram tunes.
Cram tunes. we're going to hear Familiar Fiends, who I think all live in Guelph now, formerly of Brantford or maybe London. They'll be playing on, let me get my thing out here.
Yeah, get your thing out. But if you need all this information, check around town too. There's some really nice booklets. They'll give you all the information you need too.
And if you're not around town, KazooKazoo.ca. So Familiar Fiends will be playing on
Mike
on the Saturday night at the Jimmy Jazz with New Zebra Kid from London, Ontario, and Tough Age,
or Toughage as we call them.
Yes, we do call them that.
Yeah.
They've asked us not to, and we said, too bad, Jarrett. And they'll be playing on Saturday night at Jimmy Jazz. If you haven't seen Tough Age, go see Tough Age.
Yes.
Really good. So Familiar Fiends, and we're going to hear New Fries. After that, New Fries are playing on... Oh, get this. The Thursday, April 9th, at the Jimmy Jazz with Crosses and BSHC. So a bunch of huge shows, really. Yeah. Every show I'm very excited
about. I'm starting to get really excited, though.
Yes.
Like in my stomach excited, not just in my brains.
Yeah, you're starting to feel it in your heart and your soul.
Yes, deep down.
So we're going to start off with Familiar Fiends with Hey Mucha, I think it's called, from Monster. Then we're going to hear New Fries, and then we'll be back in 3.5 minutes because these songs are very, very quick.
Quick.
Not sure. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Kazoo Fest Podcast V4. This is Familiar Fiends with Hey Mucha. We are back. That was New Fries with Annie Albers from They I. And they are going to be playing I think I already said they're playing on Thursday, April 9th here at Kazoo Fest, along with Crosses and BSHC. We played BSHC on a previous podcast, and they are a great local band. I also talked to Gavin, the bass player in BSHC, about coming onto the show, and then never followed up. So a little peek behind the curtain here.
Yeah.
And
if you want to check out their record that's been pressed on a laser disc, find out.
And you can get that on Thursday, April 9th at the Jimmy Jazz. And that show is free.
As are all shows at the Jimmy Jazz.
Yes. Yeah. There's a bunch of free shows. And
there's an absolutely free show.
Yes, which costs $10. A bunch of free shows. Most shows are all ages, except for the ones happening at the Jimmy Jazz. Most shows are all ages, so tell your friends that are not 19 that they can go to almost every show for all of Kazoo Fest. And not all the shows are accessible, but we definitely did our best. Guelph does not have that many accessible venues, so you can get the accessibility information on kazookazoo.ca, or if you find one of these booklets around town, accessibility information is listed for each and every venue in the fold-out map in the middle. Oh, yes, and before New Fries, we heard Familiar Fiends with Hey Mucha from Monster. And we're now going to hear an unreleased track, I believe. Tyson and Scluse. The Trepids.
Scluse.
Scluse, yeah. Scluse track from Tyson and the Trepids, who will be playing on the Thursday at Silence, along with Jeffrey Lewis and the Drams and Family Video. And it's a reunion show of sorts. I don't think they've played together for years and years, but they're coming in from Waterloo to join up with Steph and Tyson.
Cool.
So excited about that. We're going to hear Live in the Dark, and then we're going to hear from Deerhoof, who I don't think we've played once.
No.
And I know it's a band that everybody's very excited about who are coming to Guelph.
First time in Guelph.
First time in Guelph, yes. And we'll play Panda 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 from Apollo.
The cutest band.
The cute, yeah. So this is Tyson and the Trepids' unreleased track from, I guess, not anything.
From nothing.
From nothing. The song is called Live in the Dark or Live in the Dark. You be the judge. And after that is Deerhoof. You're listening to Drive Time here on CFRU 93.3 FM /
Kazoo Podcast number 4.
So until the sun begins to shine and I get to where you are, I guess I'll have to live in the dark. So until the sun begins.
And that was Deerhoof, who will be playing on Friday, April 10th at Mitchell Hall, along with Darlene Shrug and Baby Labor. Before that, we heard Tyson and the Trepids with the song Live in the Dark, Live in the Dark. And they will be playing on Thursday night at Silence. For all information, go to kazookazoo.ca or check out one of the pamphlets around town. We're going to get to one song here quickly. And then we are going to be talking to Katie Ewald about the Short and Sweet dance performance happening on Friday night, April 10th at Silence.
It's not all just music.
No,
there's so much more.
There is. And this year, especially, I'd say there's a lot more non-music than ever before. And every part of it, I'm also very jazzed about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to one song here quickly. This is No Joy with the song Lizard Kids from Weight to Pleasure. And then we'll be back with an interview with Katie Ewald right after this. You're listening to Drive Time Kazoo.
Yeah.
are back. That was No Joy from Wait to Pleasure with the song Lizard Kids. And they're going to be playing on the Thursday night of Kazoo, Thursday, April 9th, along with Last X and... Oh, who's the other one?
Let's get out our... Okay, got out these.
Masks.
So... That's Thursday night. Yes. And we are joined by Katie Ewald.
Hi.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good.
Would you prefer we call you Caitlin on air?
You can call me Katie.
Okay. And Katie is the, I guess, curator? Would that be?
Yep.
Organizer?
Curator.
Yeah, both.
Of the Short and Sweet Guelph edition, which will be on Friday, April 10th at Silence. And we are here just to talk a bit about it. And Todd and I, if you don't know, Katie, we're dance imbeciles.
Still are.
Yeah. So we're hoping to learn more about it from you. Do you want to just kind of explain the format and the approach to the night?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Short and Sweet was invented by two choreographers who are named Sasha Kleinplatz and Andrew Tay. And they're actually both from Windsor, but they live and work in Montreal, and their company's called Wants and Needs. And back in 2006, I believe, they hosted the first one, and they cooked up this formula, which is to gather lots and lots of choreographers together. I think usually it's about 20, and to give a time limit, so you get 3 minutes, and you can do absolutely anything you want in those 3 minutes. And sometimes people like to work with the idea that they're going to get cut off, because there is a timekeeper, and you will be cut off with the lights and the music if you do go over the 3 minutes. And some of the artists like to work with that. And it's just kind of like one after the other. It's a real kind of sharing event. So, yeah.
And have you participated in it in Montreal?
Yeah, I was in the inaugural one. And back then it was actually 5 minutes. And I think I was speaking with Andrew the other day, and I think that was the only one that was 5 minutes, because it just got really long. But yeah, I've been to several of them, and it's not like they happen at a regular time, but they there's a lot of them, a couple a year at least.
And how does that, I mean, the 3 minutes, when you say people work with that time or work with the fact that they're going to get cut off, I'm just trying to imagine, because I don't know, as I've said, I don't know much about choreography in general. Does that just make things... I mean, does it feel like a different dance event than anything else? I imagine it would just kind of fill it with a different energy.
Yeah, it's a really, it's got such a great energy to it. And the reason I wanted to bring it here, or I sort of was like struck by lightning with the idea during Kazoo Fest last year and proposed it to Brad, because I really, really like Kazoo, and I really like the spirit of Kazoo. And I like that they have, you know, started to introduce visual arts and, you know, be open to different kinds of things. And Short and Sweet just has this sort of more risky and yet also more relaxed atmosphere. And so it's not about this precious dance that I'm going to work on for, you know, 2-3 years and then be have this big buildup about sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... it's got more of this feeling of sharing ideas or taking a risk or doing something funny.
And would you say, I mean, I imagine people that don't know much about dance, even if they went to one of the more precious shows, would find a lot to enjoy and be interested by. But would you say, like, this is a more approachable format for people who don't know?
I always hesitate to, like, think about things in those terms,
mm-hmm.
because to me dance is so important. But, you know, there is something really relatable to this format, because if you don't like something, it's only going to be 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, as an audience member, so you're not sitting there going, wow, I paid $10 and I'm invested in, like, staying here. And it's great for the artist because it's like, you know what, I don't have to make something amazing that people love. I can just take a risk and try something out, and if it fails, oh well.
Yeah, that's something that's very cool about, I mean, creating a 3-minute piece where it would just kind of be freeing to be like, well, I'm going to try this, and I know it's only going for 3 minutes.
And how much improv is involved? Do people have this planned out, or do you know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a great question, because in contemporary dance, that's sort of something that people are really wrestling with, is the idea of choreography and improvisation, and then things that are sort of in between. And it's really, really up to the artist. But I, knowing some of the artists that are coming and having spoken to them, there will be things that are much more on the improvisational side of the scale. But yeah, sometimes you can't tell which is which. Yeah. But, yeah.
And do you think, does anybody, I mean, it's within the realm of dance, does anybody just, I mean, I'm thinking about when you get into like experimental music and somebody would go up and you'd be like, I don't even know if that's music. Does anybody get up right. and you'd be like, is that dance?
Yeah, I hope so. That's like one of my favorite questions.
Yeah.
I always feel like, well, I don't really care. If to that person it's dance.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, clear reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
You know, there's room for everybody. I've always tried to operate under that kind of motto, is that there's room for everybody. And if I don't like it, I don't like it. But it's just taste, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like Carl Wilson's whole proposal in his book, Let's Talk About Love. So
I actually just read that. Like, I had not read it when it came out and just finished it, like, a month and a half ago.
Did it blow your mind?
Yeah, I thought it was, I mean, really interesting and funny and also, like, balanced and not snobby.
I know. You know? It really blew my mind when I read it.
I had one more question about dance, and now I've forgotten it. Oh, are you participating in it this year, or, like, in actually doing the dancing, or are you going to...
Well, no, because, and I'll tell you, I think, like... It would be I've never curated anything before, and yeah. I've never really organized an event. So part of me was like, that will be too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And another part of me was like, part of me is making this event happen for me to watch.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I hope I can enjoy it and not be too stressed out. And I know I will enjoy a lot of the actual work. I was leaving one of the dance studios in town the other day, and Janet Johnson, who's one of the co-founders of the festival, who's participating, was coming in with her crew of people, and one of the performers is her husband and her son, who's about 17, and his friend and one of her husband's friends, and I got really excited. I was like, what is happening? What are you going to do? So it's partly for me, but it also, I really felt like these experiences that I've had in Montreal, and I also lived in Brussels for a while, and I was really, I've been so blessed to have such a plethora of experiences watching a lot of different contemporary dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to try and, this event really, it feels like there's something about it that can include a lot of different ways and can kind of provide the community, the dance community, because there is quite a strong dance community here, with a way to create dialogue between, you know, different people working on different things, and in a way that's also fun. I mean, after a friend of mine who's DJ Pony, he's going to DJ dance party, so... If you can't make it to the event, you should definitely come down and dance with us.
I'm very...
And when Mike said we are dance imbeciles, he meant we just get stupid for dance.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, we go dumb for dance.
Yeah.
We actually, that's one of our slogans, Todd and I shout around town. But well, I'm very...
You should come and get dumb with us after, at least. And if not, come and watch the whole show.
Yeah, I would love to. I'm trying to figure it out as one of the people helping organize Kazoo. Mm-hmm. I think I'm probably going to be at the Cornerstone at some point, but... Yeah, I'm so interested in it and really want to go and watch some of it. And I've heard right. that from a lot of people.
Yeah, and the thing that's great about Short and Sweet is, I mean, it's better if you come for the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But unlike most dance shows, you can come, it's more like a music show or a punk rock show. You can just come when you want. It's not going to disturb us.
Cool. Yeah, I'm excited. Thanks for talking to us this morning,
Thanks
Katie.
So much thank for you. Having me on. It's been really nice.
Yeah, it's been it's actually gotten me like very excited just hearing you talk about it. And is there anything aside from Short and Sweet that you're looking forward to at Kazoo?
Yes, Motem.
Motem.
Yeah.
Okay, I've actually a Motem CD queued up, so maybe we'll play one song and then we'll play Motem after that. It's from what's it? Something in Japan. Caveman in Japan. Is there a specific song you'd like to hear, or should we just choose one?
Just choose one.
Okay.
They're all good. They're all golden.
Okay, well, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. And for everybody out there, Short and Sweet, the Guelph edition will be on Friday, April 10th at Silence. And for more information, go to kazoo.ca. There's a great write up there and also a great kind of essay on why it's so important by Brian. So check it out. Cool. Thanks so much, Katie. Have a great day.
Thanks. Stay warm.
We will. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And up next, we are going to hear the Famines, who are going to be playing on Friday night. So you can go to Short and Sweet. It's going to be great. Then there's a dance party. And then just a stone's throw away at the Jimmy Jazz, the Famines are playing with the Lonely Parade and Pewcumber Sasquatch Family Band. That name, every time I say it, just gets more and more absurd.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off here with the Famines and a huge song of theirs called Syllables. And then I guess we'll play a Motem song after that. You will be playing on the Saturday night.
That's right.
Okay.
Atmosphere.
So this is the Famines with Syllables.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're gonna hit this party tonight, right? Yeah, man, yeah, it's gonna be super good. That sounds cool. Yeah, I wanna go too. Okay, yeah, we should all go. It'll be super good. Driving to the party late at night, and there is fog. Fog around the mountains where they meet the trees. A lot of people at the party you wanna meet. You brought some roses, you brought some broses. People wanna hang and get to know ya. They're not all jerks, some are brilliant. What better way is there for time to be spent? But there is fog where the mountain meets the trees. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is fog.
Fog.
And several moose.
Moose.
And deer. Eating leaves.
And grass.
By the water. Bear swishes at a fish, but he misses the fish and falls in the water.
Kerplunk, kerplank, kerplank, diddly div.
There's a guy in a canoe. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't see me, but he wants to be me.
Shut up. We're gonna erase that part.
Just playing. And if I only knew what time it was, I might be in more of a rush.
And that was Motem from Caveman in Japan. He will be playing on
Saturday night? Yeah, Saturday night at Atmosphere.
And
doors at 9.
Nice. And before before that, we heard from the Famines, who will be playing on Friday at 12:30 or some late time. 12:30. And prior to that, we were talking to Katie Ewald about the short and sweet dance performance. So should we just get into some more music?
Yeah.
So this is Lonely Parade. They're going to be playing with the Famines and Pewcumber Sasquatch Family Band on the Friday night at the Jimmy Jazz. And I think we'll also be playing as Nick Ferrio's band when he plays at the Cornerstone on Saturday.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're really good. They played back here. They played here with
the Skeletones 4.
Yes.
Yeah, and they were just so good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see them.
So we're going to hear Lonely Parade, and then we're going to hear Badminton Racket after that.
Great.
So this is the Lonely Parade with Tip of an Iceberg from Sheer Luxury.
Tip of an iceberg.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Kazoo Fest Podcast Volume 4. For Drive Time with Diener and Dunster here on CFRU 93.3 FM. We are going to go out with Toughage from their self-titled record with We're Both to Blame. Toddy, been a pleasure, buddy.
As always.
It has never not been a pleasure with you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I kind of understand that.
So this is, we just heard Badminton Racket with You Boys in Your Quilts. They'll be playing the Wednesday night with Tyvek and Absolutely Free. Before that, we heard from The Lonely Parade, who will be playing on Friday night with The Famines. Go to kazookazoo.ca for all the information that you need. Okay?
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. This is Diener signing off.
Dunster signing off.
This is Toughage. We're Both to Blame.